Maine Secretary of State defends deeming Trump ineligible to appear on ballot. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 2, 2024. Maine's Democrat Secretary of State Sheena Bellows defended her controversial decision to deem former President Donald Trump ineligible to appear on the state's ballot. Bellows announced the controversial decision on December 28, asserting that Trump is disqualified based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, or the Insurrection Clause. Specifically, I find that the declaration on his candidate consent form is false because he is not qualified to hold the office of the president under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, she wrote in part. However, this decision will not go into effect until the Supreme Court rules on the issue given the compressed time frame, the novel constitutional questions involved, the importance of this case, and impending ballot preparation deadlines, the Secretary of State's office said at the time. Regardless of the backlash, Bellows defended her ruling during an appearance Tuesday on WFEA radio. According to the NH Journal, she used President Biden's absence from the New Hampshire ballot as a defense, asserting that Article I gives states authority to decide who appears on ballot. However, it was Biden's decision to keep his name off the ballot in New Hampshire, following the lead of the Democratic National Committee, DNC, which made South Carolina the first official primary contest for Democrats, contending it is a more diverse state. New Hampshire, however, refused to comply and charged on with its first-in-the-nation primary status, deciding to hold its election January 23. On FEA Radio this AM, Maine Secretary of State Sheena Bellows says Article I gives states authority to appear on ballot. For example, right there in NH, at Joe Biden will not appear on the ballot even though he qualified in Maine. Biden refused to allow name on at NH Dems ballot. NH Journal, at New Hampshire Journal, January 2, 2024. That aside, Bellows continued to defend her decision, asserting that the record shows the events of January 6 was an insurrection and an attack on the peaceful transfer of power, according to the NH Journal. I did determine Trump was directly involved in the attack on the Capitol, at Sheena Bellows tells at Radio, the NH Journal reported. Says there's no need for a court/jury to convict someone for insurrection. She can simply determine for herself that someone engaged in insurrection, the outlet added. It's my duty to determine if the candidates are qualified for the office they seek, Bellows reportedly said. Her decision coincides with the ruling made by the Colorado Supreme Court, whose left-leaning justices determined that the Constitution's Insurrection Clause prohibits former President Trump from appearing on the ballot. He will, however, appear on the ballot as the process continues to play out. With the appeal filed, Donald Trump will be included as a candidate on Colorado's 2024 presidential primary ballot when certification occurs on January 5, 2024. Unless the U.S. Supreme Court declines to take the case or otherwise affirms the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, Colorado's Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's office said in a press release.